Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. You don't necessarily want to be here because if you're on right now, it means you've been on a great date. And according to you, everything was perfect, but the other person is giving you the cold shoulder, freezing you out, leaving breadcrumbs, ghosting. There's a lot of different words for it, basically you're not hearing back. And so we're here together.
It's sad, dude. It is. It's hard.
It isn't. And this morning we're on with Kendra. Good morning, Kendra.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Yeah, we're real good. Thank you for being on Second Date Update. We appreciate that. And I know you've been out on a date with somebody. So who did you go out with?
I went out with Pat.
With Pat.
Yeah. I had a really great time, and I genuinely thought that he did too. We went to go see the sunflowers, and it was beautiful, and we just talked and hung out, and I thought that we were, you know, getting along and doing well. And then, I texted him, and he texted me back once, but then nothing after that. And I just thought, you know, that's really strange. And
yeah,
no, I would really like to see him again.
Huh. All right. And did you guys want out to Pope Farm to check out I wanted to take photos out there. That's such a pretty place, and that's a cool idea for a date. So whose idea was that, by the way?
It was his.
Look at that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Did he try to put the moves on you or, you know, give you a cameo? Yeah, you're out there. It's romantic, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see something. No.
Girl.
Or was he sort of hands off?
I mean, we were definitely flirting and, like, you know, those little small public displays of affection that are appropriate for a first date.
Right.
And then he hugged me at the end of the date, and it was really nice and warm, and you know, it wasn't like a friend hug, you know what I mean? Like that weird pat on the back.
Awkward.
Thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The old shake hands, turn around, give a pat on the back like the brothers do.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that at all.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Where did you meet Pat at, Kendra?
We met through a mutual friend.
Okay. All right.
That's always the best way, right?
That is the best way, because the friend usually knows both of you. They usually know your likes and dislikes. Mm-hmm. So how have you tried to reach back out to Pat? Have you tried to call him? Did you shoot him a text?
I texted because, I don't know, like, I guess that's just how we do it now.
Sure.
I mean, I always prefer a phone call, but, you know, I just didn't want to be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, I get it. And obviously you haven't heard back, so that's why you're with us here this morning.
Right.
All right, don't say anything here, Kendra. We're going to call Pat, and we're going to see if we can't shed some light on what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, Second Date Update. Here we go.
Hi, this is Pat.
Pat! Patty!
Hello.
Patrick! No, he's heard all of these before.
Hey, Pat, it's actually Marco and Krista. We're calling you. You're live on the radio right now on 93.1 Jams. How are you this morning?
I'm okay.
Surprised?
Okay,
well, I'm surprised, actually. Well, listen, we don't want to take up too much of your time, but we are doing something on our show called Second Date Update. It's where you've been out with somebody, and according to them, it was great, and they thought there was going to be more greatness, but there wasn't because you didn't get back in touch with them for some reason.
Right.
And
I go on a lot of dates.
Okay. All right. This is interesting.
Jeez, look at you.
Do you want to venture a guess on who we're talking about then, Patty?
Right.
I had a bad one with a girl named Samantha last week.
Okay. Wrong
bad?
Answer.
Aww.
We should get into that one later on, actually. But this one is actually about
wrong girl.
It's about Kendra.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
Yeah, Kendra.
Oh, look at that.
Anyway, yeah. So So you've been on a lot of dates and stuff, but do you remember Kendra? Hopefully.
I do.
Okay.
I do, actually. She, wonderful girl. I took her out to go look at sunflowers. It's kind of my go-to here in the fall.
Right.
Because it's cheaper than a movie or going out for drinks or anything.
What?
It's actually like a really good
Listen
way because you're walking around.
This guy.
Yeah.
Really good way to get to know people and stuff like
sure.
that.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just going to, before we go any further, Pat, how many dates have you gone on in the last month?
I like you, Pat.
If you had to guess.
I usually try to put book to a weekend, man. I mean, you got to try on a lot of shoes until you buy one, right?
Really, you're going to laugh at that?
I mean, he's got a point. You just don't buy shoes on the internet, right? You got to
yes,
try
I
them
do
on.
All no. the time.
All right. All right.
I just cross my fingers. They'll work out.
Yeah. See, well, Pat doesn't want to cross his fingers. He wants to make sure he knows what he's doing. All right, Pat. Well, yeah, we're calling about Kendra. Yeah, you guys were out at the, you know, the Pope Farms, taking pictures, having fun.
Well, let me just say, wonderful girl, super yeah. cute, loved her personality. But here's the thing is, she shows up and she's wearing what's obviously a men or a boy's hoodie or sweater. And so I was like, "Whoa, what's this?" And she was like, "Oh, yeah, this is my ex-boyfriend." And I took it. And I totally get that. Like, my ex-girlfriends have taken articles of my clothing and stuff. But usually after we break up or are no longer seeing each other, they no longer wear it. And they especially don't wear it on a first date. So I don't know whether consciously or subconsciously she was putting out the vibe that she wasn't available. So I was like, "Oh, you're a fun girl, but I don't think you're ready to like go beyond this."
All right, and you got all that from just a sweatshirt thing.
Yeah, man, you go on like 2-3 dates a weekend. You got to like do this quick. So again, like nice girl, pleasant girl, but I was like, she's still wearing some other guy's sweater. So it's that's wearing someone else's clothes is like training wheels for a wedding ring. I was like, she's not there.
And you knew for sure that that's what was going on?
Yeah, did
you? Yeah, because I've seen it before.
Ah.
Yeah.
But did you ask her?
I teased her a little bit. I was like, wow, on a first date? And then she got a little defensive. And again, you're out in public. So you don't want to make it awkward. You're like, all right, cool.
Yeah. I love how you're just leafing through girls like a baseball card collection. This one's good. This one, not so sure. The edges are frayed on this one. But you get through a lot of numbers and then you find the girls you like. And obviously, this wasn't really happening with Kendra. Is that what you're saying?
Again, I like her. I just don't think she's there mentally.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Well, we could ask her, Pat, because she's actually listening to us right now. She's on the phone with us. She's been here the whole time on Second Date Update, and she just kind of wanted to figure out what was going on. I think we got a really good idea of what's happening.
Very good. Yeah.
Kendra, are you there still, or did you hang up?
No, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi.
Hey.
Apparently, you weren't one of the top 15 that Patty thought was going to be a good keeper of the month.
Wow. crazy. That's crazy. I didn't get into the story of the sweater, but my ex, he gave it to me like long before we broke up, and it ended up in a box. And then he ghosted on me, and it happened to be in my possession. And then, but it was, it's a really nice sweater. Like, it's my favorite. It's warm. I don't even think about him when I wear it. It's just a nice sweater.
Yeah.
Well, you can kind of understand where he's coming from, though, right?
I mean, not to, like, not call me back because of. That's a lot of projection
I
give you that.
I agree with you there. There's a lot of leaps and bounds there.
Yeah.
With making
there's
it.
There's a lot of assumption there about
thinking that you're not ready for. Yeah, that's the first step. First steps to marriage or
readiness.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, obviously. I mean, Pat, you already have a preconceived notion that this sweater means that she's not available and you're just off to the next girl. I mean, you're done.
Mm-hmm. Again, if I could just interject, super nice girl, really liked her, but it was obvious. Consciously or subconsciously, if you're wearing some guys that you used to have a relationship, if you're wearing that on a first date with somebody else, then you're not over that person. And again, I go on so many dates. So it's like, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah,
And the ghosting, while I understand it's a little rough,
sweater.
I think it's a soft breakup versus the no. And I think it's a nice one.
I'm sorry.
Personally.
Like, I have to disagree. I completely disagree.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of sorry that I said, it's my ex's. Like, yes, that's true, but it really is mine. Like, it's not, I genuinely do not associate it.
Yeah.
The sweater with him. I associate it with the fall and with, keeping myself warm because it's a really warm sweater. It's just, I don't know.
Well, listen, I mean, it's Madison, Wisconsin. It's a fall. I mean, in the morning one time it was 54 degrees. It's so maybe she just woke up, Pat, and she's like, I need a sweater today. Here's one. And she didn't think anything of it. And so I could see that, especially she's had it for a long time and it's really, she doesn't even
identify.
Maybe
they just need to go on a second date and go shopping together.
Cool. Well, you know what, Pat, what we do on Second Date Update, if you're up for it, we will be happy to pay for another date. You guys can go anywhere you want here in Madison. I'll take care of the entire bill. That way you don't have to worry about it. And you can see if Kendra is a good match for you and see if you want to, you know, squeeze her in between, Elaine and Sammy or whoever you're going out with next.
Whoever it might be. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't. I just, I don't think she goes on enough dates to understand what is and isn't appropriate.
Okay.
If you wear someone else's clothes, that's not appropriate. If you don't understand that someone's not calling you back, that's the end of it.
Yeah. I mean, so when is the book coming out, Pat? The Date Like a Pro book?
Yeah.
I mean, are you guys married? I think this is pretty common.
Not to each other, but yeah.
All right. Well, listen. It sounds like you're doing fine on the dating scene, Patty. So you'll have other dates. You'll be fine.
I think so. Yeah, I got one lined up this week.
Jeez, serial dater.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
You're in her world now.
You are gonna be okay. Kidding. Your life sucks. Ha 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 ha.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
Get your tough love with Marco and Krista right here on 93.1 Jams at 610, 710, 810, and 910 every single morning. And it's super easy to get involved. If you want to ask Siri a question, you can always go to madtownjams.com. That's our website. We have a little form right when you click the Marco and Krista tab that says Tough Love with Siri. A little drop down comes up with your name and your question. That's all we need. You can hit us up on social media. You can call us any way you want it. We got it right here. We got a text from our Friends of Benefits member, Astrid, this morning, who says, Siri, just checking, is it weird that I feel hatred for my alarm clock in the morning? I absolutely hate it.
I hate alarm clocks. Why does it feel like every alarm clock noise is the worst possible noise on the planet? What had thought that it was a good idea to wake up in a panic every single morning when a buzzer sounds off a foot away from your head like a nuclear reactor melting down on your nightstand? To be honest, I don't think that there is a noise that make an alarm clock not one of the most hated things in the entire world. Really, the only way that you would not wish instant death upon an alarm clock is if it never went off, because the best part of waking up is nothing. Waking up when you don't want to is BS.
Yeah, the best part about waking up is nothing. Yeah, my alarm clock, the one that finally wakes me up, that is like, if you don't get up now, your dad's like,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so loud.
By the way, Travis found a new ringtone. It's great for all husbands. I want to see if this you'll hear this.
Warning. Warning. It's the wife. It's the wife.
Yeah, there you go.
It's hilarious.
That's a good one.
It's the wife.
We got a message on Twitter from Trey this morning who says, Siri, how do you feel about Costco and other bulk buying places? Just curious.
You better believe that I am a fan of Costco. I love any place where in just one trip, you can not only buy enough supplies to last your family for a year, but also lets you stuff your fat your face with free samples. You should go there and change outfits 9 or 10 times so you can take multiple trips through all of the sample tables and not get judged by the employees for being a fatty McFatterson. Then to top it all off, you can then go outside and buy a 3-foot-long hot dog for a dollar at their food stand. Costco is heaven for your inner fat self.
Yeah, boy, Costco is really good. I always do that, dude. When I go over and they have these samples and I'm like, man, it's really good. You kind of just circle back around. And
let me guess, you never purchase anything.
You know what I do, though, sometimes? Like, I'll feel really bad if I come back for, like, let's say they have, like, this bacon wrap or whatever.
Yeah.
Just as a hypothetical.
Okay.
And I eat one, and then I shop a little bit more, then I come back and get another one. I take the sample. I was like, oh, I like it. And so I'll take a box of whatever it is, and then I'll shop a little bit, and then I'll just put it back later. So I don't want them to think that all their work is gone for nothing.
Right.
So I put it in my cart and I walk around. Then when they're
so
not looking,
Costco
I put it back.
Costco in Middleton, you can see Marco's face on madtownjams.com. Put the warning out.
Yeah. Warning. I'll be hanging up on the door. Do not feed this guy.
Done.
We got a submission here from Casey, who is a Friends of Benefits member, who says this. Siri, I want to get a massage, But do you think I would enjoy getting one? Because I've actually never had one. Never paid for one. What do you think, Siri? Should I do it?
Massages are great. They are an intricate part of maintaining your sanity as an adult and dealing with stress. That being said, if you are going to get massages, don't be creepy about it. Don't make weird noises or say anything strange about how good it feels. The person giving you the massage doesn't need to be traumatized while they are working. How would you like it if somebody just came into your place of work and started making weird noises and acting all creepy? Don't answer that if you want to say you would love it. Keep your creepiness to yourself.
It's hard to not be creepy at the massage parlor because it does feel so good. And sometimes it was like, exactly, that noise right there. Yeah, see? You're like, oh my God, that feels so good. But yeah.
So creepy.
I wonder if the other person's
stop
like,
stop touching
me. Stop talking, guy.
Yeah.
Stop talking. We got a message from Facebook from Matthew who says, Siri, for some reason, my teenagers just can't text me back. I text them, never get a text back. Why is that, Siri?
Your kids ignore your texts when they become teenagers because they are assholes who think that they are too cool for you and any communication from you seems nerdy and annoying to them.
Yeah.
It's part of the natural cycle of life for kids to all of a sudden start to treat their parents like garbage when they become teenagers. The most frustrating part about the whole process is that likely, you are paying for their phone which they then ignore you on. I think every time they ignore your text messages, you should deactivate their phone. Send them the message in real life that if they ignore you, they have to ignore everybody.
Yeah, they ignore you, ignore everybody. I pay for the phone, probably. It's nothing but teen angst.
Ugh.
Teen angst.
Let's go back to the...
let's not, actually.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.